I'm Will Davis. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Yolanda Putman and her mentor, Maria Noel, talk about being newspaper reporters in Chattanooga.
So I want to thank you, Maria, because for whatever reason, you said, I think you can write, because I wrote one story, but it was about a police officer, and you helped me, like, very hands-on, so I'm glad you didn't say, man, she's never going to get it, because I required hands-on, and but the story came out, and I was so proud. It ran Metro Section, the center of B1, so proud, and I had it on my wall. It was a part of my clippings for my first job at the Chattanooga Times Free Press, because it was all I had. Everything else was just poems. And so I'm very thankful for that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So what made you think? I mean, not only could you do it, but you thought you could help somebody else. What made you think you could do it? And then what gave you the confidence to reach down and get me?
I knew no one else could tell my story or our stories. And I remember it was kind of interesting after 6 months of being a reporter at the Times, I wrote a four-day series on gangs in Chattanooga. Well, that four-day series, the first 2 days, they sold out of newspapers.
Mm.
And so after writing it, a lot of people started complaining. They didn't know there was a black newspaper reporter. So they just thought someone had written these negative things about the community.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they saw the article, they started screaming, she's an Uncle Tom. She's writing about our community. And I had a friend who was riding a bus who said people were saying such negative things about me. He wouldn't tell anyone that he knew me.
Man. So to do your part, it was okay to be called an Uncle Tom? Because that would really bother me.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's funny. My father, who did a lot of things in history. I did a lot of things for Chattanooga. Set us down years ago when I was in junior high school, I remember. And Chattanooga, I think they were having riots. And he was asked to come and help kind of stop things. And he sat us down at the table and said, look, you're going to hear things, you know, from people. Some people are going to call me an Uncle Tom. You tell him your dad is not an Uncle Tom. He's got an education. He's an Uncle Thomas. He said, but you move forward because you don't worry about what people say about you. You worry about what you do. And so you write these stories to try to get someone to take charge and do something. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But you know you've done your part in recording the history. And so it didn't matter to me that people called me names. I was getting people to act. As a writer, I want to be remembered as someone who painted the right picture or told the right story. How do you want to be remembered? Because there are not many African-American newspaper reporters in Chattanooga.
Right. I want to be remembered as someone who told the right story. I think I'd also like to be remembered as an advocate. I wanted to speak for people who otherwise didn't have a voice.
Everybody has a story.
Thank you. Yes.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has something to tell. Everyone that comes to the table brings something to the table, a uniqueness about themselves.
Right.
When you're going out there crafting stories, just craft their individual stories because they are somebody.
Right, right.
That was Maria Noel and Yolanda Putman. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at WUTC.org. And you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.